I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing today, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
What's doing with that haircut? Can you put that haircut in a community to get some feedback on it? I want feedback on David's new haircut.
I don't know if I'm ready for the feedback. It's a process.
It's a process. You got it down. This week, our topic is Embrace Failure. In today's Connection Thursday, we're going to discuss the power of the heart. Before we get started, Big Dave, what you got going?
Just I'm going to do a few more reminders until the day of, but the Higher Goal Setting Class 3 is December 21st at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you guys have any questions, email me, david@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com.
Plus, we might have a special podcast coming up on the weekends, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see if anybody steps up to the plate. All right. So this week, our topic is Embrace Failure. And today's Connection Thursday, we are going to be talking on the power of the heart. Now, today's episode, I am bringing a lot of awareness about the creation mind and the heart. And I'm going to continue this next week, and you'll see why as we go through it. On Tuesday's Hell's Huddles, we discussed the process and steps to create changes in your life. Yesterday's Meeting of the Minds, we had discussed the offload principle and how to let go of programming of failure. Now, both these episodes lead us in today's episode of The Power of the Heart and how we can communicate and how we can deal with conflict resolution, grow, evolve, and live through our heart, which is the creation mind. So you understand?
Yep.
And I'm doing this because we're coming towards the end of the year. And I want to really start building momentum already for 2022. So if you look at the teachings and techniques of stress mastery, they have one single purpose. That is to master, which means to perform an activity without stopping and thinking. To master and develop the skill. A skill is a program or a habit. And it's the so stress mastery is with a single purpose, to master the skill of conflict resolution. That's what it's designed to do. So I would like today to discuss the skill of stress mastery's conflict resolution on a little deeper level of how it affects every single thing in your life and how it affects those of your tribe around you. So you all right with that?
Yeah, let's do
it. That's what we're going to do. So when we develop the skill, the habit of conflict resolution, we are automatically connecting to our heart. So let's look at a scenario. Let's say you arrive to work in a good mood. Immediately, a coworker tells you that she heard the supervisor's upset with the presentation you did for a client yesterday. In a moment, the entire biochemistry of your body is about to change. You go from happy into conflict in less than 300 thousandths of a millisecond. And this process cannot be stopped. Physiology shifts into the stress response and the body is going to connect to the mind. This is where conflict is activated. So number one, what's happening is your sympathetic nervous system is switched on. And it connects the body to the mind through the HPA axis. The pituitary gland, number two, the pituitary gland releases a hormone, ACTH. This hormone has one job, to create a heart-brain connection. The number three, the ACTH hormone stimulates the adrenal glands. Immediately, stress hormones are released, and it sets the body to support the mind. And number four, the heart changes its variance and connects the stress loop. And we now have connection of mind-body to body-mind. And number five, the stress loop shuts down all bodily functions of wellness, putting the body into a fight or flight state. And number six, This sets your vibration, your state of being, the energy you are in that very given moment. And number seven, conflict is fully activated. Now, if we look at this process that just took place, all of this happened in less than a half a second. That is what happens when we have it. So you walked in the office, joyful and happy, and in less than a half a second, you are now stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand this cannot be stopped.
Yeah.
You have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think that process too, when people attach it to certain things. I remember kind of in the beginning of doing all this stuff, I was so worried about missing assignments and stuff that text messages, hearing the ding, used to put me into that zone immediately. And then it would be my girlfriend saying, hey, how are you doing?
But that's actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what happens every single time you hear the ding. Mm-hmm. This is why you got
to. Oh yeah, it was constant. I used to mute it because I didn't want to hear it, because every time I heard it, it felt like, oh, I felt my chest like, oh, what did I miss? What did I miss? What did I miss? And it was all day long, even though it was rarely ever an issue.
And it happens to everybody. By the way, the moment that something comes into your environment that takes away your focus, anything, the brain's hierarchy is going to go into the limbic brain, and exactly what I just told you is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Every single time. And if you look at the process that just took place with this individual, in less than a half a second, here is how the human construct sets this person's state or energy. Or when David heard a ding, this is how in a half a second, this is how the construct works. The number one part of the construct is the human survival system. In that ding that David heard, it's activated in the alarm system red zone. This actually shuts down the cortex brain and activates the survival limbic brain. Number two of the human construct, the stress loop connects the head brain, mind, which is the cage mind, to the heart brain, heart, which is the creation mind. The heart cuts off the gut brain, the vagus nerve is shut down, and the heart sets the body to support thoughts, conflict held in mind. Now, number three of the human construct, the mind identity, when the heart is in a stress state, it supports what is held in mind. What is held in mind sets the mind identity. When we are in stress, in conflict, the mind identity is held through ego in resentment, regret, or fear, or a combination of these. And number four of the human construct, the body identity. This is the state or energy of the body. There are only two states the body can go into. Restriction state, which is the base energy of fear, or an expansion state, which is the base energy of courage. In this scenario, or the scenario where David heard his little ding, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but this is what's happening. The heart variance is supporting the mind in stress and restriction. And in this state, the body is in survival and the stress response overrules the response of health or well-being. And number five, the human construct sets the identity base in the scenario of the ding. It sets the identity base in conflict, in stress, in a problem. And the heart, which is the epic center of your life, sets the state in event, judgment, reaction. You cannot stop this process. And you have to understand, we cannot stop conflict. We cannot stop stress. So when David was working, he was in the cortex part of the brain, in the green zone, in flow, in focus. And the moment a ding happens, somebody knocks on the door, something pops up on a computer, immediately, the way our brain works, it's a change in the environment. The brain's going to go to the limbic system and it's going to activate the human construct, and the heart is going to go and change its variance, and it's going to put you in judgment reaction.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what people don't understand is that's why stress management doesn't work.
Yeah.
It can't work. So understand our lives, our health, our reality, our spiritual connection is determined by the heart. This is the power of the heart. So let us explore the power of the creation mind and the heart, because this might be an awakening episode for many. because many of us believe that the heart responds to orders sent from the head. And many of these orders may be negative in the form of should or supposed to, or we send from the head to the heart that we can't, right? Apathy or in fear or anxiety. And let's say, you know we are supposed to love our family, right? I suppose, correct? Yeah. Yet we feel more frustration and anger than love. Mm-hmm. So even though we have the head saying, I supposed to, or I should, the truth of the matter is the head is not setting your life course. It's not setting your state. The truth of the matter is the heart sends more signals to the head brain than the head brain sends to the heart brain. We think we rule our life through our head. We don't. We rule it through the heart. The heart is what sets the body and our state or energy to support what is being thought, the words that we say, and the pictures we hold in mind. The heart sends signals to support the head brain, and the heart sets the body in the appropriate state. So behavior follows. When stressed in the red zone, when we have a conflict, we are in a state of restriction. The heart sends signals to the brain that the body is ready to fight or flight. When we're in the green zone, we're awareness in conflict resolution, in expansion, the heart sends signals to the brain to activate the vagus nerve, and this connects gut brain, and the body communicates to the head brain. All is set for homeostasis, well-being, calm, and we're ready to respond to the environment. Did you know this? Did you know that that's how we don't get, our life is not lived through our head. Our life actually is lived through our heart. And I don't know if people understand that.
Yeah, I think that that perception part of it, I think that that is a big, big thing. Because a lot, I think of the way that I perceive and kind of view certain situations and watch how other people react to the same situation. You know,
sure.
It should be the same then if it was, you know, truth. But the fact that to me, in my head, is very different to someone else. That's why we have different responses.
And this is very important, David, because it's your heart that is supporting your head of what you're feeling. The heart is the center of everything. The heart signals have effect on brain function. It is not the brain telling the heart. It's the heart telling the brain, hey, I got you. It is the heart that sets attention, sets perception, and it is the heart that sets conflict resolution, problem solving. The brain responds to the heart. The heart supports the thoughts and programs held in mind. So you see, there's very strong science behind the heart and the creation mind, and the patterns of communication is very in-depth. Research shows during stress and negative emotions, the heart rhythm pattern is erratic and disordered. The signal patterns from the heart create a corresponding pattern of neural signals activating in the brain. In other words, this locks in the limbic brain and the red zone and inhibits higher cognitive functions. And one of these functions that is shut down is the ability to respond to the event and the situation in front of you. The brain locks in and the ego takes control in defend and attack. Now, this is very important. When a conflict in a program is activated in the head, it is the heart that sets the emotional feeling we get in the body. The heart is what makes us feel emotionally stressed out. But the heart is serving the mind. It supports the mind. The body supports the mind. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Does that all make sense now?
Yeah, and I said that in, kind of in the beginning that I felt that chest feeling when I hear it. And it's the same thing as being in a close call as a car accident, you know, when you, oh my God, and it's like, oh. And it's the same feeling that I could relate to right before you get on a roller coaster. It's that, oh man, like what's going on? You feel it in your chest. All those, I had the same response to, ding.
Yep. And everybody does. It's not you. It's, and that's why it's so important. The practices And the techniques we teach through stress mastery are all designed to sustain a heart connection through the creation mind. You see, when you can sustain a conscious connection, this is what takes place when we're in conflict resolution and we're responding. We become aware. Now, to become aware, we have to see the ego. We have to slow down. We have to use pause plan. When we do that, the human construct is changed over. And this changeover is set by the heart. So when you're activated and you feel frustration and you can pause, slow down, and see the ego chattering, you automatically change over the human construct. Number one, the human survival system response is moved into the parasympathetic nervous system green zone. Now, this also moves the brain out of the limbic brain into the cortex. The heart in the creation mind has now set a new signal. This now, number two of the construct, the vagus nerve, the pneumogastric nerve connects, and this activates the gut brain. The stress loop is broken. Now, number three of the construct of mind identity, the heart, through its variance, is supporting the mind and the consciousness being held. In this state, you are holding conscious mind control. You are able to be mindful, slow down, see the voice in your head. You are able to take a breath. The heart slows its rhythm to calm the body so you can, step number seven of stress mastery, find the now. You become present. And number four of the construct, the body identity. The body is following the heart signal as the body is supporting the mind quieting down. The body is supporting the mind in awareness. The body is connected to hormone balance through this. And the brain gets what it needs to feel good. You see, this connection, when you do this, the heart is keeping you connected and the brain gets the serotonin so it can feel positive and the body comes into perfect balance of stasis. Now the body can repair and our state, how we feel, is an expansion. And this is what sets number five of the human construct, the identity base. The human construct is operating through the heart and it sets the state in event, awareness, and response. All of this is done through the heart, not the head. That's why when you have a problem, you can't think your way through the problem. Mm-hmm. You got to learn. We're going to talk about techniques next week. I will talk about the pause plan technique, all these different techniques that we use. That's why when you have a problem and all you think about the problem is the problem gets stronger. Why? Because the heart variance is keeping you in the problem. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you're not controlling the mind. You don't have conscious mind control. You're not mindful. Do you understand? Yeah. Thoughts?
No, I think where people just spin the wheels because they get caught up in the head.
The head, exactly. Now, the power of the heart and the creation mind cannot be understated. The heart is always in support of the mind. That's how the body supports the mind. The heart sets the body. And we can easily measure the heart and the conditions of your mind through measuring the HRV. The HRV is your heart rate variability. And this is the time interval between the consecutive heartbeats. HRV is a measure of the beat-to-beat changes in the heart rate. Now, your HRV will actually reveal your dominant identity base. You are living in that construct. An identity base is a state that you are living in. A low HRV is showing you that your dominant state or the energy you live in is in the red zone. You're stressed in event, judgment, reaction. That's the state you're living in. The HRV will never lie. Now, a good HRV is also showing you your dominant state or your energy is in the green zone in event awareness and response. Now, this is so important to understand. The HRV is the measurement of the synergy between the red zone nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, and the green zone parasympathetic nervous system. Remember, we cannot stop stress. We can't stop conflict. The HRV is the measurement of going between the red and the green zones. You're not stopping the red zone, people. You're not stopping it. You're not managing it. You are either mastering it or you're stuck in it, because the HRV is going to measure how you go from the red zone to the green zone, red zone to the green zone, red zone to the green zone, because we can't stop this. We cannot stop conflict, nor can we stop stress. Thus, we cannot stop the red zone nervous system activation. The HRV is showing if you get out or you remain in the red zone. Conflict resolution, the skill of conflict resolution, stress mastery, moves the nervous system of the red zone into the green zone. That's what the HRV is measuring. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So the HRV is a dynamic window in how you are dealing with life and how you are managing your health. The HRV is a physiological marker that is measuring how you deal with stress, and it measures behavioral flexibility. Simply, it measures whether you are reacting or you're responding to life. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that, David?
Yeah, I think the skill of being able to rebound, I think that, you know, we talk about being able to pull yourself out, but rebounding off of something like that and talking about how your HRV actually works together, how the red zone and green zone works together, that synergy, because people always want to just focus on the one side. I just want to be this. No.
It doesn't work.
The less time you stay in the red zone. Yep. That's the thing that I get excited about, you know? You're supposed to want to be in the green zone. It's how often or how fast can I get out of the red zone when it does happen. That rebound is important, especially when you have metrics like that.
Well, we look at the steps of stress mastery, right? Step one is diet. Step two is exercise. Mm-hmm. Why are they important? Because you've got to manage the body. You can't stop stress. So the stress response of the body is only managed through diet and exercise. It's the only way you manage it. In other words, if you don't manage diet and exercise, how are you supposed to get out of the red zone? Because you can't stop the red zone.
Yeah, if you don't create the environment for
exactly. The third step, name your ego. Why is it so powerful? Patrick just spoke to a group of CEOs on that one subject and blew them away. Why? Because the moment that you can see the voice in your head, that's why we name it, you automatically switch the HRV. You automatically switch from the red zone to the green zone. That is awareness. And then number four, step four, the let go technique. I'm going to get deep into these in next weeks. We're going to be talking on grief, the grief energy, how you get out, how you deal with it. Well, the let go technique is a technique designed for you to release the energy of the program that caused you to go into red zone. The subconscious mind is setting your perception. If you remove the program, you remove the stress. That's what it's designed to do. And then the Green Focus Power Hour, what is that? Those are six skills that you can develop that helps you get out of the red zone into the green zone, thus creating a strong heart connection. Every time you go into the green zone, you move into the heart. And so when we look at those first five steps of stress mastery, those are the steps that get you to start managing the HRV. And that's what leads you into meditation. Meditation is a deep exercise. What is the exercise for? To strengthen the concentration muscle. If you can see it, you can switch out, right? It's about taking conscious mind control. And that's what leads us to finding the now. Finding the now is living life by playing the game of the HRV badminton game of back and forth. It really is. It's about living in flow. HRV is a major marker for this. And it's HRV is a major marker for biological aging. The HRV is greatest and strongest when we are young. And as we age, the range of variation decreases. This is quite natural progression of aging. Now, when we see lower than average HRV for one's age, we know the body and brain are becoming diseased. People with diseases and disorders will display a low HRV. Now, these practices and steps of stress mastery scientifically create coherence of the head, heart, and hand. And with that, you have restored health, balance, and the HRV will reveal this. Stress mastery reduces the wear and tear in the nervous system. See, our nervous system, if it's going back and forth, is normal. We're not designed to be stuck in the red zone. That's what's happened to the human being over the last 10,000 years. And so stress mastery will reduce the wear and tear of the nervous system and improves our life through new programming and behavior. Now, next week, I will discuss this further. In Tuesday's Health Huddles, I'm going to discuss coherence in the HRV. So the question is, how can we consciously connect to the power of the heart? Right? That's what we're talking about today. Well, the heart is the creation mind. I termed this as the creation mind because it's the opposite of the cage mind. The cage mind is the head. It's very important because it's your computer system. The cage mind is where the ego lives. The cage mind is where you gather your programming. The cage mind is also where you can set a plan. The cage mind is also where you can set your programming to create behavior to support the heart. So the cage mind's not evil, even though the ego lives there, it's not evil. It's your head. We do not create through our head, people. That's why you can have all the knowledge in the world and never change. How many times have you said, I know what to do. I know that, Bill. I know that. When people tell me that, I get crazy, especially my clients, because you know nothing.
Yeah.
Because true knowing is not done through the head. We create through the heart. That's why I call it the creation mind. We let go of programming through the heart. Behavior is dictated through the heart. Our spiritual connection is done through the heart. When we live stressed out, we are stuck in stage 3 of development. Socialized mind, we're stuck in a cage mind. When we move into that stage 4 of development, self-authoring mind, we activate the heart. And this is how we let go of old programming from stage 3 and we create new skills in this stage 4. When we move into stage 5 of development, interconnected mind, we actually live life through the heart in a creation mind. So next week, like I said, topic is despair dealing with grief energy. And I will continue the discussion on the heart and the creation mind. And I think it's important first to have awareness. You always talk about you got to have awareness. And then you get the practices and then you develop the skills. This is awareness. I want you to understand this things. That's what this whole week was about. This whole week was about how to get out of failure. Well, if you're ready, many of you are, join the Stress Mastery community. In the community, this is everything that we teach. And we had a great post in there from Heather. Thank you. She's talking about how far, she actually posted for the new people coming in, right? And how she's done. Or if you're ready, inquire about working with one of our coaches. Shift coaching is the process of shifting from the head cage mind to the heart creation mind. That's what this is all about. So let's talk a little bit about the heart and the creation mind, David. What are your thoughts about this? I'm going to get deeper into it over the next couple weeks as we go into the new year. But what are your questions that you would have about this? Or what more understanding would you need for this?
Well, I think for me, the first thing, though, is the awareness part. And acknowledging the awareness, not just kind of, we say it a lot, burying your head in the sand, right? Because people see it and then they turn the other way and act like it didn't happen. I think that is probably the biggest part to start taking a step towards this. And I think, like you said, the ego living in that cage mind isn't making it evil, you know? It is what it is, but when you can connect, and I think that's the part where I think you really nailed it, is understanding the separation, but the connection of the both. Because most people, like I said, they blame their head every single time. I've never heard somebody blame their heart for what they were doing. It's their head. I'm in my head. I'm this, this, this.
Yes.
But I think if you can understand that it's not one without the other, but one will strongly determine the other, I think that really hit for me on this episode for sure.
And we're going to talk deeply next week about how the heart works as far as our personal development and our change, because your life right now, your reality, your vibration is your energy. This is going to dictate your reality. Your reality is built not through your head. We always know what to do. We always know what we should do. We always know what we should have done. You don't build your reality through your head. You build it through your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart is the creation mind. This is where we create. And the tools of the heart are fantastic. I'll talk about them next week. But you have to first understand this. You have to understand you're not going to change by reading a book, taking another course. You're not going to change through knowledge. You change through getting a knowledge and awareness and then going into the practices. But you will change through your heart, not your head.
Yeah.
If you try to change through your head, you will fail every single time. This is when you procrastinate, changing through the head. This is when you sabotage yourself, changing through the head. It can't happen. The cage mind is what it is. It's a programming, setting your perception and your behaviors. And 95% of your behavior is coming from that cage mind. And the heart is supporting what you hold in that cage mind. So you got to change the cage mind if you want to live through the heart.
Mm-hmm.
The heart is going to support everything that you say, everything that you think, and everything that you imagine and picture in your mind. The heart is just going to support you. And if you're going to have negative in your mind, the heart will support you in negative.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help you fight or flight. If you have positive in the mind, the heart is going to focus and help you in positive. It will release, it will help you release hormones. It helps the brain to be positive. But the heart is going to determine your life.
Yeah.
That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.